The Psychology of Wealth. Understand your relationship with money and achieve prosperity. Author, Charles Richards. Your relationship with money creates prosperity. If you were to define the word wealth right now, which words would you use? Everyone may define this word slightly different, but most likely your definition of wealth will encompass abundance. It's no wonder. A look in Merriam-Webster's dictionary shows that wealth can be defined as abundance of valuable material possessions or resources. The way you answer this simple question about the definition of wealth can help to reveal your conscious view of money and success. Discovering the unconscious attitudes and concepts that may be driving you may take more work. Having a clear understanding of your own attitudes and desires, both conscious and unconscious, is a good place to start on your journey to a healthy relationship with abundance. By examining and identifying your concepts of success, career, work, and achievement, you can begin to break limiting patterns and unlock your own potential to achieve true prosperity. The cause of the crisis. Today, our economies are reeling from a global financial crisis. As we work to recover and struggle to pay the bills, much has been said and written about how we get into this mess. How did we get here? What happened that allowed our economies to go so far astray? Right to the brink of self-destruction. In other words, who is responsible? Our national and international pickle is one that is of our own making. Each human being in any of the groups involved, brokers, bankers, investors, regulators, and citizens, made individual decisions that added up to a mess of massive proportions. To be sure, some contributed more than others. But in truth, we have gotten here together. If people had not been wicked, many would not be in their current dire straits. But if they hadn't borrowed excessively on our houses, neither would we. The big mess came from a lot of individual decisions that accumulated to create it. Paradoxically, that's the good news. Because if we can make a mess, that means we can unmake it. We can start to make individual decisions and take individual steps that will strengthen our own financial lives and add up to a righting of our collective ship. Borrowing undergoes a metamorphosis. When new, easy forms of credit entered the marketplace in the early 1960s, they began to replace the popular installment credit plans, especially for middle and upper class citizens. Unlike traditional installment loans, these new, revolving forms of credit, familiar to us now as credit cards, and more recently, home equity lines of credit, did not require a payment within a fixed period. Only minimum payments were required. They also offered the allure of nearly effortless borrowing. Retailers encouraged customers to pay for their wares this way, because they quickly learned that customers who used revolving credit or charge cards purchased significantly more than customers who paid cash. Indeed, the average charge sale was 3 times the average cash sale. Did consumers' needs suddenly escalate by 300%? It's unlikely. A need to borrow may be legitimate. However, when we are not required to deliberate on the real costs and benefits of a purchase or loan, the likelihood that the decision will be thoroughly conscious one diminishes. Simply put, this kind of instantaneous credit encourages unconscious spending, and it challenges our budgetary discipline sorely. The credit card now is the most widely used credit vehicle in the world. With the card in one hand and internet in the other, our self-control and discipline are tested at every turn. The value is your wealth. It is not the pursuit of wealth that brings value and meaning of life. It is the pursuit of meaning and value that brings wealth. This wealth is greater than a full bank account. It is the wealth that is experienced by living a life of quality, joy, service, and fulfillment. This is the true wealth that we all ultimately seek to achieve. Anything less leaves us hungry for more. Value is not an absolute. Even the value of money itself doesn't lie in the amount we have. It lies in what we do with it to bring pleasure, meaning, and significance to our lives. True value can only be determined by each of us based on our individual circumstances. Ultimately, you are the only person who can determine whether something has enriched your experience or your life. The value of having options. One of the most important factors in creating a psychology of wealth is the knowledge that one has options. Knowing that we can choose a solution that suits our priorities, needs, and values is not only financially advantageous, but also psychologically empowering. A sense that our options are limited, or that someone else has decided what's best for us, undermines our self-esteem, and with it, our ability to achieve meaningful prosperity. Reinventing our financial lives. 4 phases of life are characterized as learning, creating, perfecting, and freedom. They reflect the fluidity of life and the ways in which we can, and sometimes must, start over, reinvent ourselves and our financial lives, and remain open to the opportunities and challenges. 1. Learning. The learning phase is the period in our lives when we are beginning something entirely new and have the innocence of the beginner. When seen through a financial lens, The learning phase can happen several or even many times in life, such as when we are taking on a new responsibility that requires preparation, like the birth of a child. 2. Creating. The creating phase is marked by moving into the world and taking on new responsibilities. We are starting to build a life in which we can stand our own. In this phase, we may lack the resources to make it entirely under our own steam. To prepare us for independence, we might need to receive some support from parents or to borrow money to get a leg up. Unless we have inherited funds, in this phase, we work to earn money, establish ourselves, and start saving. 3. Perfecting. The perfecting phase is the period when we are establishing a path and are standing on our own. It is the prime period of the cycle of life, when we have mastered our work and we are producing and earning at our full potential. We are independent and we are entirely responsible for our own financial well-being. In this phase, we are the ones who can help others, such as our children, by giving them a hand up in life. 4. Freedom. The freedom phase represents liberation from the need to work full-time. The essence of this period is having greater freedom to make choices. Whether our means are modest or extraordinary, we make our way as we wish. Understanding these phases allows us to use them to our advantage and to appreciate that our personal evolution never ends. Starting over is an opportunity to learn things about ourselves, if for no other reason, the occasional need to reinvent and reimagine ourselves, to stretch and find new pathways to a prosperous life, is something to embrace. To conclude, a wealth psychology is not a particular financial strategy or method, nor is it an inner determination to obtain riches or fulfill one's monetary dreams or desires. Prosperity is not defined by how much money we have accumulated or how little debt we have. The psychology of wealth is a simple and pragmatic call to nurture the qualities within ourselves that will create a prosperous life. This suggests large and small. It asks us to discover what is most meaningful to us as individuals and to become aware of how each decision and action moves us either toward those values or away from them.